The WLEW, News and Public Affairs Department, now presents What Do You Think? Here's your host, Craig Routson, with today's topic.
Good morning. It is currently about 13 minutes past the hour of 10 o'clock, and our guest today is Patty Finan. We'll be talking about some of the things going on this weekend in Port Austin, in particular Art in the Park and some of the other things. Thanks for being with us, Patty.
Thanks for having me.
I guess first thing I'd talk about, Art in the Park. You've been doing this a number of years, haven't you?
We have. This is our 13th, amazingly enough. It's been a fun event and well attended, and the artists that come say sometimes it's their best show of the year, so we really do have a good wide variety and a lot of fun.
And you're in Gallup Park, which is pretty much on the west side of town.
Yes, west side of town. If you come up north on 53, take a left at the stop sign, and we're on the south side of the road, a little bit out of town. Yeah, not too far. It's within walking distance if you want to walk.
And if you come in Saturday morning, you're going to have to drive through the traffic for the farmer's market.
For the farmer's market, yes. We are separate from the farmer's market. We get a lot of people that think that farmer's market is ours, and it's not. It obviously brings a lot of people into town, which is wonderful. And this year we're actually going to have some shuttle buses. The Thumb Area Transit is going to work with us to do some parking, since that is such an issue on the weekend. So watch for the signs that say Art in the Park shuttle stop, and you can catch the shuttle bus and take it down to Gallup Park.
Well, maybe it's somewhat of a compliment that they think that the artwork looks so realistic that the food in it looks like it's edible.
That's right. This is really made of clay. Yeah,
oh.
No.
Well, you don't taste the ones they get from the grocery store, so it might not be that bad.
That's right.
You got a full gambit of artists coming in this year?
We do. We'll have 39 booths and a wide variety of art, which is what makes it so fun. We've got anything from ironwork, so you can use things for like trellises and that in your yard, to rustic birdhouses. Goldie Holdwick takes different rural artifacts and makes birdhouses and seed feeders out of them, to stained glass, to jewelry, to painting, to photography, to ceramics, to fiber art, to wood creations, to a lady that decorates gourds that are unbelievable. She takes them and puts designs on them and then burns them in. And it's just a lot of fun. We have a lot of different artists that you can come and visit with.
Are most of the things for sale? I mean, are the artists doing this as part of a sale, or is it more for show and demonstration?
No, it actually is for sale. Yep. A lot of them, this is their best show. They make the most money at Art in the Park. So, yes, it is for sale. We do have a silent auction on Friday night, which is one of our big fundraisers for the year, and the money goes back into TAG to help put on our events for 2015. But the auction runs 6:30 to 8. Final bids will be started at 8 o'clock. And you can come in and have some refreshments and meet the artists and get some wonderful artwork for sometimes some pretty cheap prices. So it's a really great fun event. It's at the Welcome Center in Port Austin, and again, the doors open at 6:30. And the artists that are going to be at Art in the Park donate a piece of their work to the auction. So the artists are helping us out to make some money. So that'll be Friday night. We also have some decorated tote bags, which are really interesting. The artists have created them. Sometimes they took a canvas bag and just decorated it, and sometimes they made the entire bag. So there's 12 of them that are for bidding. Right now they're in the Port Austin Township Library, but we'll have them for bidding at the silent auction too, and then throughout the weekend, and we'll award the final bids for that at 3 o'clock on Sunday at Art in the Park.
And is that kind of you keep going back to see if you're the top bidder and you keep adding more?
Yeah, we have, for the silent auction especially, we have some people that like hover, and as soon as somebody puts something down, they go back and put a new bid in, depending on how bad they want the piece. But the bidding on the tote bags is the same way. We've had them out all summer long, and some of them already are pretty high up there, but the totes are beautiful. Some of them are felted, and some of them are just canvas bags that are really handy totes. So just some are decorated so beautifully. So, yeah, be sure to check that out. Those will be in the Welcome Tent at Art in the Park after the silent auction on Friday night.
Now, Art in the Park is not really, just a big clump of stuff. You kind of spread it out all over the park. It's kind of like sauntering through the village park to see all of this stuff.
Yes, it is. And it's underneath the pine trees, and it's just a wonderful setting. And we have music and kids' tents, so there's a kids' tent where you can take your family and everybody can go in and make art, and you can take it home with you. We've got bands playing at 11 and 2 each day, so 11 o'clock on Saturday is the Bill Denbrock Big Band, 14-piece band with you know, swing and a lot of great music. And then at 2 p.m. on Saturday, the George Swaler Trio will be there. It's a stand-up bass and an electric guitar and the regular guitar, and George does a great job. They do a kind of folk bluegrass, you know, sea shanty kind of songs, so they're, you know, pretty eclectic. And then Sunday at 11, Dee Dee Tibbetts is going to be with us for the first time, and she plays the hammered dulcimer along with a bunch of other instruments. So she'll be playing at 11 on Sunday. And then at 2, the Spring Street Boys will be back for 50s, 60s rock and roll. So bring a lawn chair, have a seat on the hill, and just kind of come and enjoy the music and then take a browse through the artwork.
And it's a two-day event, Saturday and Sunday.
Sunday, 10 to 5, both days. And food will be available. The North Huron Schools, their National Honor Society, provides the food, and it's a big fundraiser for them, so it lets them do a lot of programs in the schools, too. So we kind of make sure that the stuff is spread around the community, if you will.
Well, terrific. And basically, that leaves you the actual holiday to have plans with family and friends and all of that.
Sure. Yep. We did try it. When we first started, we had it all 3 days, and we just found that the visitorship on Monday just was not worth to have it open. And so we've just gone back to the 2 days. And people are usually on Monday, they're just, you know, enjoying the last day and getting ready to go back. So we just have it Saturday and Sunday, 10 to 5, and then the silent auction again is Friday night at 6:30. So.
And I understand this year you're going to have some shuttle bus service?
Yeah, we are. We're, again, with all the traffic, we have a lot of, not a lot of complaints, but we've had people comment about how far they had to walk to get to the park because of the parking issue. So we're going to use the Thumb Area Transit buses and have signs up around town. There's a parking spot that belongs to the village by the water tower in Port Austin on the corner of Madison and Adams that will have, like, the shuttle will stop there, and then they'll go to Waterfront Park and pick people up at the parking lot there. And then once the market is done, we'll use the parking lot by the gym that's there, and then it'll just do two buses will just kind of run run the route all day Saturday and Sunday. So hopefully people can, you know, park a little bit far away, but take the shuttle bus and come and not have to worry about walking so far. It'll drop you right off at the park. So we're going to try it and see how it goes, and hopefully, you know, it'll work and we can continue to do it, because it is a concern. And obviously, you know, during farmers market, it's even more crazy because we have so many people coming in for the market. So we're hoping this will help alleviate a little bit of that and let you park one place and take the shuttle and go down to the art in the park and then come back and just leave your car at one place all day. So you know, hoping this will work. We'll see how it goes.
And remember, bring extra ice if you're going to the farmer's market first to keep things cool and comfy so that they're still fresh when you get back from Art in the Park.
Right. Yep, that's a great idea. Yep.
Now, you aren't going to have people watching these buses to make sure your artists aren't doing graffiti on them or anything, trying to decorate them, huh?
Yeah, no, I think they'll only stop for a little bit before they move on. So, yeah, we're going to have little signs. Yard signs, you know, out and about to show where the pickup spots are. So just keep an eye out for those in town. And, you know, we'll, like I said, we'll see how it works.
I didn't know if they thought this was going to be like one big tote and they start decorating it. And
no, the tote bags are amazing. They really did a good job. And it's like that every year. We have different, you know, we pick different things. And we've done wooden trays and we've done little circle boxes that people have decorated. And we've done mirrors with the outside and the fish clocks. So we try to pick something different every year, and it's just amazing, you know, what each artist brings to it and how they create it and make it a work of art. It's just really fascinating to watch, and they're beautiful. They're absolutely, absolutely gorgeous. So, yeah, we're hoping we'll raise a lot of money with that. And, again, those are awarded Sunday at 3 o'clock, so be sure to come to the welcome tent and check those out.
Now, would you call the totes usable art, where you could actually use them as a tote?
Oh, yes.
Or are they just really too nice that you wouldn't want to mess them up?
Depends. A couple of them are pretty nice. I don't know if I want to take them out. Some of Donna McKetty did one with like corduroy and leather trim, and it's got pockets, and it's just really cool. And Laurie Conger did one with some her ceramic pottery things on the front, and you know, some felted purses. And Maya Smith did a bunch with she's just got like a Spartan bag with Spartan stuff on the outside. It's like a drawstring tube, and you know, so they're very functional, but they do look wonderful while they're being functional. So it's and it's a one-of-a-kind, right? You're never going to find anything like that again. So,
are we talking Spartan like MSU?
I guess not. I guess her leanings are towards MSU, but she didn't do anything for U of M, so I guess we'll have to challenge her next time.
When you talk Spartan, I either get the grocery store or I get the school.
Right, so. Exactly. It is the school in this case, yes. So if you're a Spartan fan, you can come and bid on that particular tote bag, yep.
Well, terrific, and you can carry it to all the games.
Yeah, that's right, and use it to take home art from Art in the Park, so yeah.
Those
work out good, and we did receive some funding. I did want to make sure we mentioned that the Michigan Council for the Arts and Cultural Affairs gave us grant money to help pay for Art in the Park, so I want to make sure we get a shout-out to them because it really does help us. We could not not do what we do with the advertising and the bands and security at night and all that kind of stuff without help from them. So MCACA is a very big supporter of arts, and we really appreciate their assistance.
Now, you go to Art in the Park and you find something you like. Is this something that you deal just directly with the artist, whether they'll accept a check or credit card or anything like that? It's up to how they want to be reimbursed?
Right. And some of the ones that do multiple shows will have, will be able to take credit cards, but some do only take checks or cash. So be prepared for that if you come. Bring the checkbook. That's probably universally accepted. The credit card is one that's probably more iffy depending on the artist and what kind of setup they've got.
You haven't tried using my checkbook, but okay.
I have not. No.
It gets you only so far.
I don't have anything sophisticated. It's pretty much the cash or check kind of thing for me. But different artists are different things. So.
And do you usually take it home that day?
I'm sorry?
Do you usually take it home that day?
Oh yes. Yes, of course. Mm-hmm.
Oh, well, yeah, I didn't know if they waited till it cleared and shipped it to you or something like that.
Yeah, no, most of the times you do take it home, so it's fun to watch people walking around with their bags and what they bought. If you want something shipped, and I know a lot of people do, do consignment stuff too. So if you wanted, hey, can you come home and look at my house and, make something for me? We've had a lot of artists that sign up, and do that for home decorating stuff. So if you want to talk to the artist and work out something with them, where you want them to create something just for you, or you want them to paint, your family, or whatever it is. I've had people that have come to me and said, help me pick out something for a particular wall or something, and so we kind of go through my pictures and pick that out. So it just depends. It's just a great weekend, and obviously the artists are right there, and you can talk to them. So it's pretty pretty relaxed and laid back, but a lot of fun.
A lot of demonstrations of how they do this artwork?
Yeah, actually we do. We have two scheduled for each day. So on Saturday, they go 10:30 and 1 each day. So at 10:30 on Saturday, Dave Thelma will do a woodworking demonstration. He creates wonderful bowls, and so he'll have his machine in the pavilion, and he'll give you a demonstration of that. And then Dwayne Wurst does a demonstration on Saturday at 1, and he does painting and some paper art. And so I'm not sure what he's going to be demonstrating, but he'll be doing that at 1 o'clock on Saturday. And then Sunday, Deb Keen does it at 10:30, and she does an amazing, amazing artwork. She carves wood to look like feathers. And it is, you can't even believe it until you see it, and even then you can't believe it because it's just amazing the detail that she does. And so she'll be doing some demonstrations of how she starts with a piece of wood and gets it into the feather, and it's just amazing. And that's on Sunday at 10:30. And then Todd Beck is at 1 o'clock, and he does wooden bowls, but he does what he calls pyrographing, which is taking like a soldering tool and decorating his wooden bowls with the soldering tool, with heat, with fire. So, he'll be doing a demonstration at 1 o'clock on Sunday of that. There's something to do all the time. Something going on. So you've got the demonstrations at 10:30, bands at 11, demonstration at 1, and bands at 2. So, all kinds of stuff to do and come and spend the day.
And it's a family affair. Everybody's going to find something to enjoy.
Oh, sure. Yeah, the kids' tent is a big hit. We usually have it pretty full most of the day with kids and families, when they're going. And we usually have things to make out of clay, and you can color them and make different shapes and all that kind of stuff. So it's a lot of fun, and kids are pretty proud when they walk out with their creations. So,
should you wear clothes that aren't your Sunday best?
I don't know if it's that bad, but you could wear whatever you'd like.
But I mean, with the kids, they tend to get artwork first and foremost on themselves.
Yes. And but like I said, we have such a wide variety of art show. This is a juried art show, so the jury committee is elected by the TAG members, and they are the ones that decide, you know, that look at all the different applicants, and we usually don't turn very many people away. But, you know, so it's just a wide variety, and it's really quality art, and we usually have a pretty good crowd, and the band, you know, the live music just makes it a fun day.
Is there any judging of the artwork?
There is. We have two people that are going to come in from the area and judge it first thing Saturday morning, so they can see all the artwork that's there by the artists. And we'll announce those winners at 3 o'clock on Saturday. And it's usually best of show, first, second, and third, and then honorable mention. So, two people have the tough job of trying to decide those five top winners. To me, I would not want to be able to do that, but it would be too hard. So they'll be going around and just looking at things and get together and come up with the top five.
That must be really difficult since you've got a whole variety of different kind of artwork there. I mean, you can look great in this, and the next one looks first place in their particular art form, and you got to pick and choose.
Yeah, it is. It's very hard. Like I said, I'm glad it's not me that has to do it. But we've had, you know, the judges are usually pretty good about trying to pick different mediums and not make it all one, obviously. So, but that is a challenge. And I've talked to them after they come back and say, this is really, really hard. Because a lot of times shows will have it like best in painting or best in photography or best in ceramics. And, you know, we choose not to do that. But a lot of times because we don't have just enough volume, you know, to be able to do that. But, you know, it makes it more of a challenge, and it kind of makes it more special when you do, you know, if you do win, that you've been judged out of everything there, that, you know, that's the best of the best. So it's a lot of fun, and it's really, you know, it's really fun to do the awarding at 3 o'clock on Saturday to let them know, and so they're usually pretty proud of it.
Does it make it a challenge that you have to do it so quick because maybe the best pieces are the ones that are going first?
Well, we have had some that by the time the awards are done, the piece is already gone, so they have to bring a representative piece of their work. So, yeah, we have had that case happen where, you know, the one that they decided was the best is no longer there, and we go back. So we try to warn them enough ahead of time so that they can reserve it. If somebody does want to buy it, they can say, can you come back after, you know, after a certain time or whatever. But, so, yeah, we try to let the artists know that they did win something and what piece it was, but they don't know what they win until they get to the 3 o'clock. So.
Now you do photography.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Is it difficult to come up with a price for these things? If you know what I mean,
hard.
You put your heart into it to begin with, plus there's the time, plus, you know, you want to, you know, feel like, you know, I'm not giving it away, but you don't want to make it so expensive nobody's buying. It seems like it'd be a tricky thing.
It is. It's very hard for me, and I have no idea whether everybody else is the same way or not, but for me it's really hard to do it because you do. You spend some time, and you spend some, you know, some money on ink because I do most of my printing here in my house. So, so there you need to take that into account, and I tend to do, I travel a lot, so I have a lot of different pictures from different places, and those tend to not, you know, not sell as well maybe as local arts, you know, local pictures kind of thing. So, so mine's kind of a different too. So it's very hard, and I struggle with that every year, and just trying to make a decision and stick to it and not waver. So my prints are so much, and my note cards are so much, and just kind of do it. But the frame pieces are the ones that I have the hardest time with.
It would seem though, with photography at least, you can build a catalog. You have negatives, or you have the digital save somewhere. Whereas if you do a painting, it's kind of a one shot.
Yes, it is. It is. And I've had friends that, you know, will bring it and say, I'm just going to put it on display because I can't let go of it. you know, so it is, because it's your creation, and it came from you, and it's a one of a kind. And I mean, obviously, we're there to sell art, but I think it, you know, especially for the people who are creating things, you know, it's to me it would be a tough, you know, you've had it and you've worked so many hours on it to create it, you know, to let it go. You almost want to make sure it's going to a good home kind of thing. So, yeah, I would think that could be very tough.
I kind of think of it almost in our farming atmosphere we have around here.
Yep.
I know the people get, you know, they get connected to their animals, but they are their product, and they go to someone else to enjoy.
Yes, it is. It is. And I've had friends that have come back and, you know, there's somebody that's bought something from me before and say, your picture's on my wall in the kitchen, you know, whatever. So it just, it's nice to know that they do, you know, that they're appreciated. And, you know, the first year I did it, I was really just amazed at the comments, you know, and that's what I enjoy more, is just getting people's reactions to what I thought was an interesting shot and see if they think the same thing and you know, and do that too. So, you know, so for me, it's just a fun weekend. It's a great weekend just to sit and mingle and meet with people and you know, talk to them. And it's just it's my favorite weekend of the year, and I'm just hoping that the weather holds out. So if everybody listening can say a little prayer for no rain on the weekend, that would be wonderful.
I kind of picture you when these people tell you, I have your picture on my wall saying something like, you live at the post office?
No, I have a Paris print. I was in Paris many moons ago, and took a shot from the top of the Arc de Triomphe with all the cars trying to get around the travel circle, you know, the car circle, and there's cars going everywhere and trucks, and I have a friend who bought it and says she has her morning coffee looking at the Paris traffic every day, which makes me feel really good too, because I was like, I could never drive here, so I thought I would capture the shot, and it turned out pretty good. So, you know, and people have come and said, you know, your stuff's on my wall and decorated, you know, all that kind of stuff. So it's just fun to know that things that you thought were interesting, other people agree with and, you know, and are willing to pay to take it home. So, you know, and for those that do, you know, the jewelry and the painting and the oils and books, you know, we have a couple of people that, Bill Diller's a new book out now. And Dwayne Wurst is an author also. And Jane Mays has some books of poetry. So, you know, to me that would be even more, because you're spending so much time to create the product, right, the book, and to get it out there and sell it. So, you know, it's definitely a labor of love when you're an artist and you're working on stuff to sell.
Now, with your photographs, do you try to make each one at least a little individual, maybe a different matting, a little different, maybe changing the tint on it or something? Do you try to, so there, somebody doesn't say, I have the exact same thing at home?
Yeah, no, I try not to alter my pictures. And that's why it took me so long to get from film over to digital, because I didn't want to have the temptation of going and messing with things. But to me, it needs to stay the way it looked when I took it. So, and that's just me. So I don't do much manipulating, but I do some matting. I've gotten away from that because it doesn't seem to sell as much with the matted versus just a print.
Oh.
Because a lot of times, you know, color schemes, you know, if it doesn't go with your color, then you're not going to want that color of matte. But to me, the framing piece is what makes it fun, right, to pull different color mats and see how it affects the picture and what it pulls out versus, you know, it's just putting a plain matte on it. So, I have a few matted pictures left, but not very many. I'm more into prints now, you know, where you can just buy the picture itself and do whatever you want with it, right? Because a lot of people, you know, some people want to just buy the picture and take it home and hang it up, and some people want to play with it, you know, with the matting and the framing on their own. So I try to have both prints and note cards and a few framed pieces out for people to do, and I get less away from the matting. But that's the fun part for me, is when I take it and want to hang in here at home or whatever, is to go and play with the different colored mats, because that, I mean, it can totally change how it looks when you put a different mat with it.
Now, this Art in the Park sounds like it would be a perfect thing for people who are into interior design.
Yes.
I mean, they can find
a lot of decorating ideas, a lot of options of things to take home. And
well, resources, the people there who can
sure.
do this stuff for you, you can commission with them if you need a particular thing. I mean, it seems like it'd be an ideal thing.
Yes. Oh, yes, definitely. And like I said, we do have a lot of people that come away with, you know, with more work to be done. I know Bad Axe Ironworks does that pretty frequently, right? They've got something, somebody has something in mind that they want Brian to create, and so I'm sure he goes home with quite a few, you know, jobs to do afterwards. So.
Is his basically, you know, decorative pieces, or are we talking about he could do a gate?
Yeah, I think he could probably do anything, to be honest. I've seen his work in homes where there's stairs, right? So it's like a stair railing done in metal. You know, he has trellises if you want to grow flowers. He's got, you know, bird feeder things that are really, really cool and, you know, different colors and all that kind of stuff. So I'm sure that he, you know, he does take commissions, and, you know, if you want something special, he can do it. I know he's got a book of things that he's done, so you can see, you know, different things. And I know Jim McCaddy does furniture, so, you know, you can check with him. And Dan Weiss is a woodworker also, and I know he's had rocking chairs at previous you know, previous shows. I don't know if he's going to still have them again this year, but you know, but yeah, a lot of functional pieces that are artwork. I mean, Dave Semmel's, you know, salad bowls and tongs are beautiful, even though you can use them, you know. So a lot of ceramics. So if you need tiles or, you know, things for the wall, just a lot of different things that you can pick for your home decor. And again, they're going to be unique pieces that you're not going to really see anywhere else. And that's what, you know, it's just got a really great, great feel to the show. It's just everybody's very happy and, you know, that kind of thing. So,
And by talking to the person who created it, they can tell you what they used to create it, and it
sure.
can tell you how to maintain it.
Mm-hmm.
You get the
yeah.
ironwork, you don't want it to rust.
Right.
You get the bowls, you want to make sure you're using something that'll preserve it, and if it's a bowl, something that's not going to make you sick by using it.
Right, yeah,
I mean, there's
exactly.
all kinds of things they can help
exactly.
you with.
And that's the fun part, too. I mean, all the artists are so, you know, are so friendly and willing to talk and you know, proud of what they've done and want you to enjoy it, too. So they're, you know, very approachable. And if, you know, if you're a budding artist and want to ask questions, you know, that's available too. We'll have membership forms available in the welcome tent. So if you want to join TAG and sign up to help us promote art and the appreciation of art in the community, you know, it's $10 for students and $20 for an individual, $30 for family, and $50 for business. So, you know, we have a lot of supporters who don't do art, but they just want to support what we do, and a lot of members from out, you know, around from outside of Huron County too.
And if I remember correctly from past shows, you kind of meet during the summer, fall, spring, and not the winter months when people are mainly gone sometimes.
Right, yeah. We have a lot of people that do head to Florida in the winter. So we meet April through December on the second Tuesday of the month at the Welcome Center in Port Austin at 7. And, again, there'll be membership forms in the Welcome Tent if you want to stop by and help support art, you know, in a small way for the year. We do send out newsletters. And there's a website, www.thumbartsguild.org, you know, that if you're an artist, you can have your artwork, you know, put on the website, and then a link to your own website if you have one. So there's a, you know, way to promote art through our website, and you can get, you know, application forms and membership forms from there as well.
Do you find that a rural, small area like this, it's kind of unique to have this big of an art group coming together?
Yeah, we were really surprised. We started in 2001, and we, you know, we started. We had no idea the amount of wonderful, wonderful artists that were in the area. And I think just knowing that the groups exist, I mean, from what we started, the studio tour has grown out of that. That happens in June, where you can go to the different studios around the thumb and see that. You know, members have done anything from designing banners for the village to the waterfront sculpture that's in Waterfront Park in Port Austin was designed by TAG members. We've had, you know, people painting campers for the Parade of Fools in Caseville. We've done, there's snow people that we put up in the wintertime that the Thumb Arts Guild decorated and used as a fundraiser. So a lot of outreach has gone into the community from, you know, from what we've started, and the quality and the, you know, the number of people that are involved is just really amazing. I mean, our membership has dropped recently just because people have been either moving on or, you know, are not involved anymore. So we always would love new members to come in and help support what we do. We're a nonprofit 501c3, so, you know, we don't get, you know, we're not out to make a profit, obviously. We're there to kind of maintain and put on our programs and bring artwork to a community that may not necessarily be exposed to it, and, you know, as often as you would get in the city.
Okay, let's skip ahead a little bit. You've got an event coming up in December, if
yeah.
people want to
yeah.
know
so
about
Silver
that.
Yeah, the Silver Bell Sale is December 6th, so you can start looking for Christmas now, or you could wait until December 6th and come back into town. There's events going on around the Cookie Walk is, I think, that same weekend over at the library, so there's a lot of things going on that same weekend. So December 6th is just a Saturday show held at the Welcome Center, and you won't have the variety that you have at Art in the Park, because it'll be a smaller show, obviously, just you know, whoever's around and has product at that time that wants to display their things. So
does art seem to be seasonal? I mean, when you do the one in June with the tours, are you seeing a lot of stuff from spring in the Art in the Park? Would it be summertime themes and maybe fall by the time you get to the Silver Bells?
I don't know that it's necessarily seasonal. I mean, some artists do some things that are Christmas-oriented, obviously, at Silver Bells. So you'll have maybe more ornaments, you know, for the Christmas tree and those kind of things that are sold in December as opposed to having them out now. So I guess in some ways it is, depending on what the, you know, what the person's selling. For me, it makes no difference for, you know, my photography, but, you know, I mean, I could put more snow shots out, I guess, this weekend than I would, but...
you don't want to tempt fate with snow shots.
Yeah, exactly. It could be snowing instead of raining on Saturday. But, yeah, so, I think it would depend on the medium and what products, you know, the artist is doing. There, obviously, there are... You know, or different colors that are going to be used at different times of the year, the fall, you know, obviously with the oranges and the yellows and stuff. But, you know, depending on the medium, I don't, you know, it may or may not make a difference. Good question, though.
Well, I just wondered because you paint what you seize.
Yeah,
and you,
exactly.
And you photograph what you seize, and yeah. you've got a market, and if it's more holiday-oriented, you do more in the fall towards that.
Sure, yep.
Okay, so that's December the 6th. Where's that usually held?
That's at the Welcome Center in Fort
as well.
Austin.
Okay.
Yeah, it's a great location, so it's right there in the corner at the stop sign in the Welcome Center, which is where the silent auction will be held on Friday night.
Okay, give us all the dates and times for Art in the Park and the silent auction this weekend.
Okay, silent auction kicks everything off Friday night at 6:30. The bids will be started at 8 o'clock, so you've got until then to put your bids in on whatever artwork is donated. And that's at the Welcome Center in Port Austin at the stop sign. Art in the Park kicks off on Saturday and Sunday from 10 until 5, Gallup Park. Watch for the shuttle stop signs. You can take the Thumb Area Transit bus out, you know, park in town and take it out. And it's also within walking distance if you don't mind a little bit of a walk. We have the Kids Tent going on all weekend. Artist demonstrations are 10:30 and 1 both days. And the bands are 11 and 2 on both days. And... the tote bags are going to be awarded. The final bids for that will be awarded Sunday at 3. And the best of show and the ribbons and all that for the Art in the Park will be awarded Saturday at 3.
Sounds like a good time, and we'll cross our fingers on the weather.
Yep, let's hope. Thanks so much.
Thanks for being with us. Our guest today has been Patty Finan. We've been talking about Art in the Park, which is coming up this Saturday and Sunday, kicking off Friday night with the auction down at the right down there at the marina area there at the Welcome Center. Do want you to stay tuned. Coming up at the top of the hour, we will clue you in on all the latest in the news.